TP is Hagrin. That all I need? I think so. You hit your comm again.
No, I didn't. I'm okay.
What happened to the static? Did we lose Houston?
We reach a loud and clear.
Hello, Houston. Oh, you must have switched to,
oh, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going down the ladder. All of a sudden, all the noise is gone. That's very good. Godspeed to Coop Apollo 17. I think I'll read that every time I come down the ladder. Okay, all the circuit breakers are verified. Noise is back. Okay. Okay, my visor is coming down. Facility lights are off. We're not going to use the camera. Okay, I get to get out. Okay, he's good on this. Fine Tuesday evening. As I step out onto the plains of Taurus Litro, Apollo 17 is ready to go to work.
Roger, Gino. Good deal.
And the first thing I'll do is give you a TGE. Let me turn it on. And you want a reading? Okay, it's on. Bob, and the reading is 222-262-207. That's 222-262-207.
Now, Roger, we copy that, Gene.
Looking good from here, Jack. Keep coming. Come on, Hatch. Oh, what a nice day. Oh, funny, there's not a cloud in the sky, except in the earth. Take it nice and easy today and get accustomed. Whee! Okay. I'll be right there, Jack, to get the antenna as soon as I turn the crew on. Okay, I'm on the ladder. Door is closed. Okay, power switch is internal. I'm in mode 3. My crew blankets are open 100%. AGC is 4L plus. And power is about 1/8.
Okay.
Temp is about 1/6 or 1/4.
And we have a good picture there, Gino. Thank you.
Already, huh?
Already.
Now let me just tweak you up a little bit. Okay, I got you tweaked right in the middle. Just tweak you up a little bit. Okay, I got you tweaked right in the middle.
Thank you. And Gene, Matthew,
okay.
Battery covers and up front there. Why don't you go back and give us that temperature reading and then put the breakers in and give us another temperature reading on the batteries.
Yes, sir, I'll do that. Jack, here, let's get the tenants.
You want to get, you want to hang on our rover?
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
I get a T-shirt.
Now I'm low, so get mine now. I'm in a hole.
Okay, you're up.
Yeah, I can get down there yet. Just secure the flaps. Oh, you're all right. Okay, you're up. Okay. Okay, your power switch is going to standby. And the temperature is 80.
And I'll close the blankets.
Copy, 8-0 on the FEP.
That's firm. You know what happened? The Velcro came unbonded. That's why those don't hold down. We probably ought to get a piece of tape on those. Because they've got it set and it's going to get dusty. The blankets, there's no Velcro left to hold the set blankets down, Bob.
Okay, I copy that, Jack.
Do you have a reading on the gravimeter?
I'm measuring right now, Jack. We'll get it later. Okay, I hope I didn't hit it with some dust. Hey, it is not measuring, Bob. Oh, that's right. Sorry
about
that.
All I did was take a reading. I turned it out and took a reading.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Okay, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
The battery temperatures are 0 and 0.
Copy that. Okay.
Nope. Bob? There's your pendulum.
Okay.
Not a very good one. I'll work on that.
That's Jack Schmidt with the equipment transfer bag.
Are you going to be there for a minute, Gene? Just put these in. I'm done in a minute. All right, you'll be glad to hear this. We got 7-0 on battery 1 and about 9-2 on battery 2.
Beautiful. 7-0 and 9-2, I copy.
Yes, sir. Let me just verify this is it, Jack, and I'll be all done. Okay, you got it. I'm all done.
Okay.